Fairbanks borough voters consider a ballot proposition in tomorrow's municipal election that, if passed, will stop the borough government from regulating heating devices. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, it's the latest volley in the war over air quality.
Proposition 3 would continue and strengthen a citizen initiative passed 2 years ago that stopped the North Star borough from banning, prohibiting, or fining residents for using home heating devices. Wording of the new version is even more all-encompassing, eliminating any borough authority over appliances like wood stoves, which are blamed for degrading wintertime air quality. Prop 3 sponsor Representative Tammy Wilson of North Pole says the state already has authority and regulations that cover smoke.
They are required by law to uphold the statutes that are there, and what the borough would have to do would be a duplication of what currently exists.
A pending borough ordinance would set a tougher smoke standard than what the state currently has and enact fines for polluters who don't respond to warnings and education. The State Department of Environmental Conservation employs a much slower enforcement system using violation notices and court action for chronic polluters. Wilson says the borough proposal is too strict, given cold air inversions that trap pollutants at ground level in Fairbanks.
And it really concerns me that we may make everybody violate the law for something that is out of our control.
Wilson supports expansion of borough programs that help people replace polluting stoves and boilers and teaches them clean burning. She says those efforts have reduced fine particulate levels that landed Fairbanks in violation of federal standards. Fellow Prop 3 advocate Maria Rensel says everybody wants clean air.
People who are supporting ballot measure 3 don't want dirty air and water, and they want to be good neighbors. They just want to be able to live here and use this traditional renewable resource.
The borough is working with the state on a plan due in December for getting Fairbanks into compliance with federal standards and avoiding any repercussions. Former borough mayor and co-chair of No on 3, Jim Whitaker, says keeping the borough from regulating stoves and boilers will result in unacceptable state controls down the road.
They'll put harsh penalties. They'll be very restrictive. They won't have real solutions for Fairbanks.
Whitaker acknowledges that stove changeouts and education are improving air quality, but adds polluters still need to be dealt with, especially when weather conditions exacerbate the smoke problem.
You always hope that you can get there without punitive measures, but we should also recognize that we probably had a much warmer than normal winter last year, and the first cold winter with inversions that we have, we're going to be back in the same situation again.
For some Fairbanks residents, smoke isn't just politics. Patrice Lee's son collapsed from a heart problem doctors tie to breathing fine particulates on an especially smoky day in Fairbanks. Lee says there has to be an efficient way to stop polluters and protect public health.
If I have a neighbor smoking us out and I make a complaint to the state, it could be days at best for the state to respond. And by then, the damage is done.
Lee says pollution is a localized problem that depends on where you are and what's being burned at any given time and is best dealt with as a community. Voters get their chance to weigh in on what role the borough has in regulating burning in tomorrow's municipal election. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.